This should have been the conference where the British Labour Party got to bask in the warm glow of its enormous election victory. Instead, Keir Starmer's party finds itself facing a barrage of criticism over cutbacks, internal rows and free clothes and Taylor Swift tickets. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell is at the conference venue in Liverpool and we'll talk to her in just a moment. First, though, here's the Chancellor, Rachel Reeve, speaking in the past hour about the forthcoming British budget.
Next month, I will deliver the first budget of this Labour government. The first Labour budget in 14 years. And because I know how much damage has been done in those 14 years, let me say one thing straight up. There will be no return to austerity.
Let's cross live now to Fiona Mitchell in Liverpool. Fiona, it all seems to have gone downhill very quickly. Now, we just heard, not sure what that is, but we'll persevere. Fiona, as I was saying, it all seems to have gone downhill very quickly. We just heard Rachel Reeves there saying no austerity. But can you talk to us about the pressure Labour is under because of threatened cutbacks?
Well, I think Rachel Reeves' speech this afternoon was, in fact, an indicator of an understanding at the top level in Labour that the message that perhaps they've been putting out there in the weeks since they came to power in July has perhaps not been going down particularly well with the electorate. She definitely tried to strike a much more positive note. And we've heard Keir Starmer say in recent weeks, warn people that essentially because of the situation, the economic situation that the UK finds itself in, essentially saying, listen, things are going to get an awful lot worse before they get better. But I think talking to people, Labour Party members here today, they know that that is not really a message that is going down very well with voters. And so they're clearly trying to modify that to say that there's something a little bit more upbeat. It won't be a return to austerity. Yes, cuts will be required, but there will be something better on the other side of that. And I think you can see that as the message that Labour is trying to get across. But of course, Rachel, adding to the woes of the Labour leadership are the controversies that they've been mired in for days now relating to political donations. Keir Starmer and his top team have been accused of taking political donations to pay for things like clothing, tickets, football matches, glasses, holiday travel. And all of these are exactly the kind of things that they had so accused the Conservative Party of in previous years. So they find themselves now pretty much in the eye of a very, very similar storm. And that's a very uncomfortable place for Keir Starmer to be.
And if that wasn't enough to be going on with, there's this simmering controversy over the power wielded and indeed the salary earned by the Downing Street Chief of Staff, Sue Gray.
That's right. In what seems to be another hark back to a Conservative Party era, we all remember the briefings that happened against Dominic Cummings when he was a senior aide to Boris Johnson and people said he wielded too much power. There are some within the Labour Party who feel the same about Sue Gray, who is the Labour Party, the Chief of Staff for Keir Starmer. Revelations in recent days that she earns more than Mr. Starmer also hit the headlines once again, but it has been quite continuous, the briefing against her in recent weeks, to the point where some wonder if she is going to be able to remain in position. Now, obviously, if that were to happen, that she were to leave the position, it would be again very damaging for Keir Starmer. So he is obviously hoping he can weather this storm. But like I say, again, it harks back to a Conservative Party era that he would really rather that he was not having any sort of relevant comparisons made to.
What does he need to say at the conference this week to ease the concerns of the party faithful and also of the general public?
Well, a lot of the party faithful here want to hear things that nobody really expects that he is going to deliver. For example, a recent announcement about a cut in a winter fuel allowance for pensioners. Unite the Union, which is one of the biggest supporters of the Labour Party, and here in large numbers for this conference, Unite want him to turn around and reverse that policy. Nobody really expects that he is going to do that. But they have argued that this is hitting the people who can least afford it in society. And so he has to bring a message that will bring people together, that will tell them that there are better times ahead, but while also telling them that there are going to have to be a lot of cuts and a lot of difficulties in the meantime. Like I say, I think you can expect him to try and deliver a far more upbeat speech when he speaks tomorrow afternoon. Less perhaps dour than he has been in recent times. But ultimately, he is not going to be able to give everybody at this conference what they want.
Fiona, many thanks for joining us with that. Fiona Mitchell there.